Acknowledgements. I'd like to thank my partner, who would prefer to remain anonymous, for always providing tea in the morning, boosting my ego when I was anxiety spiraling, and reading endless drafts. I would also like to thank my editor, Tarek, for sending me clever little postcards and always being so encouraging, as well as giving me a thorough critique. It was a pleasure having someone engage with my work, point out its flaws, weaknesses, and strengths with such a discerning eye. My friends and lovers were invaluable throughout the entire process. Whitney Mallett was an invaluable writing buddy and cheerleader. We had many late-night conversations that surely influenced the way the book turned out. Anton Ivanov provided many helpful walks and pithy insights. I was struck by his ability to offer short observations that immediately clarified any ambivalence I was facing. Annabelle Gott gave me an incredible card reading at a critical moment in my editing that helped me move forward when I felt impossibly stuck. Annalise read my work and supported me in every conceivable way. I am brought to tears considering the care and emotional support she has given me throughout this process and over the years. Tourmaline provided pure and divine love and clarifying light. Jake, Rue, Saya, Iris, Issa, Natalie, Freya, Lalit, Balint, B, Andy, Lily, Tiffany, Mark, and Heather all let me FaceTime them and provided virtual and physical hugs throughout. I received support from too many internet friends to list here, all of whom I'm eternally grateful for. My darling clients were there for me as well. They would, of course, prefer to remain anonymous, but I would not be here without their financial and emotional support, as well as their kind and thoughtful advice. I would be remiss if I failed to acknowledge my family as well. I'm grateful to my mother for growing with me and continuing to love me despite my increasingly embarrassing behavior. I'm thankful to my sister, who, despite being edited out of this memoir, is one of my favorite people, someone who I would count as one of my best friends, even if we weren't related. I'm thankful to my brothers and wider family for all their love. I'm thankful as well for all of my teachers. My first grade teacher, Mrs. K, taught me to truly enjoy reading. My high school English teachers, Dr. M and Ms. J, taught me to love writing and engaging with the text on an academic level. Mr. M, my painting instructor, taught me the value of editing and knowing when a piece was done. Mr. D, my studio art teacher, for telling me he thought I would be successful whether I adhered to the rules or not. Dr. Porter, during my brief stint at Sarah Lawrence, opened me up to a love of postmodern critical theory. My therapist, Ms. Moon, taught me balance. Karen Nimarella, my voice teacher, helped me find my voice.